I watch Al Jazeera, I never miss a day. I hear each word the reporters on the ground in Gaza say. At the top of every hour, my mind is cued for Tariq Abu Azoum and Hani Mahmoud to tell us about each building coming down, from journalists who are right there on the ground. Wael al-Dakhtu's family was killed in an airstrike while he was looking at the camera and holding his mic. An Israeli official openly said, "We want all of those terrorist journalists dead." And now that they've closed off every route, so nobody inside has any way out. So while they still live, I'd like to say, from here in my living room, thank you for your service, Hani Mahmoud and Tariq Abu Azoum. They've banned the network in Israel, jammed their frequencies, blocking out the media that dares to disagree with those who say we don't have any journalists inside. But we don't think what's going on looks like genocide. Al Jazeera does, so the occupiers willed. The journalists reporting there in Gaza must be killed. So while they still live, I'd like to say, from here in my living room, thank you for your service, Hani Mahmoud and Tariq Abu Azoum. As the tanks close in to the city center, as the world wonders when exactly they will enter, where the network isn't banned, we can hear the blasts as we await the moment when this might be the last. One that these reporters will probably stream live until the second the drone strike arrives. So while they still live, I'd like to say, from here in my living room, thank you for your service, Hani Mahmoud and Tariq Abu Azoum. While they still live, I'd like to say, from here in my living room, thank you for your service, Hani Mahmoud and Tariq Abu Azoum.